Have you ever heard somebody talk about a harrow?
Yeah.
Is that a type of plow?
Yeah, it's just got fingers on it. It just okay. stretches.
Yeah.
It don't go too deep in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
I got little hairs now.
Mm-hmm. What about, let's say, if you were hauling wood and there was a great big log across the road, you might have to get a rope and tie it around that thing and do what?
Snake it around.
Uh-huh. I've heard people, what does that mean exactly, snake it around?
Or just drag one end of it around the other
way. Talking about that word drag, you say that today I had to drag this. If you had to do the same thing yesterday, you'd tell me today I drag it, but yesterday I... If you were going to use that, you know, that same word, drag, you say, today I drag this off, but yesterday I...
Done the same thing or something like that?
Yeah, if you wanted to use the same word, how would you say it? Yesterday I...
Put it off, would you? No, I don't know. I mean, I know.
Would you say you drug it off or something like that?
I drug it off yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, this is something that you see, I guess carpenters use it. It's a kind of a wooden frame. It's got a long cross piece, and right at the end, it's kind of shaped like the letter A, you know? You know, sometimes you see them on roadblocks, or you could lean. If you could take two of them and lay boards across the top of them and make a
workhorse.
A workhorse, yeah. Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
Nothing but a wooden bench.
Mm-hmm.
That I remember of.
Is that the same thing as a sawhorse?
Yes, I reckon so. It's got a long piece of two legs nailed up like this to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of the dirt.
Yeah. And there's something else like that. It's made out of wood, and except for on this one, the pieces of wood extend up like this, so you got something that looks kinda like,
let's see, what is it called?
You know, you could put a log right in the middle of it.
I was trying to think. What they called it then.
I can't remember, so many different things in the farming business.
That's right.
I could hear it, I could tell you.
Is it, have you ever heard it called a sawbuck?
I never have heard it called a sawbuck.
Hadn't heard it called a sawbuck.
Mm-hmm. I can't think what I always heard it called. But I know what you're talking about in a way.
Yeah. Sawbuck's about the only thing that I'm familiar with. What about if when I go into the bathroom in the morning when I get up, I take a comb and to straighten out my hair, I'd use a comb and a what?
Brush.
Comb and a brush.
Comb and a brush, and you say when I use a brush, I'm going to brush my hair.
Brush my hair.
Mm-hmm. What about talking about what you do with your hair in some barber shops? Several years back, when the barbers use those straight razors. What did you call that long leather thing that they...
A horn? That ain't a horn, it's a...
Strap, what they call
it. Leather strap.
Leather strap.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm. I've got one on my trunk, and an old IXL razor
mm-hmm.
that my granddaddy's daddy had during the Civil War.
Is that right?
Man, that's some old razor.
That's been around for a while, hasn't
it?
It's an old IXL.
Uh-huh.
You've heard of IXL?
I don't think so.
Knives and things like that.
Mm-mm. Sure have.
That's something you used to have. You never see one now, but mm-hmm. the IXL.
Well,
but that's the name of it.
Yeah.
That old thing shaved good yet if it's just one. Heavy razor.
Uh-huh. I'll bet it is.
Yeah, my daddy, my granddaddy's daddy was killed in the war, and it was his razor.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I would take that.